The shocking possibility that dumb people don't exist in sufficient numbers to warrant the millions of careers devoted to tending them will seem incredible to you. Yet, that is my central proposition. The mass dumbness which justifies official schooling first had to be dreamed of. It isn't real. Our problem in understanding forced schooling stems from an inconvenient fact, that the wrong it does from a human perspective is right from a system's perspective. You can see this in the case of 6-year-old Bianca, who came to my attention because an assistant principal screamed at her in front of an assembly, "Bianca, you animal, shut up!" Like the wail of a banshee, this sang the school doom of Bianca. Even though her body continued to shuffle around, the voodoo had poisoned her. Do I make too much of this simple act of putting a little girl in her place? It must happen thousands of times every day in schools all over. I've seen it many times. And if I were painfully honest, I'd admit to doing it many times. Schools are supposed to teach kids their place. That's why we have age-graded classes. In any case, it wasn't your own little Janie or mine. Most of us tacitly accept the pragmatic terms of public school, which allow every kind of psychic violence to be inflicted on Bianca in order to fulfill the prime directive of the system, putting children in their place. It's called social efficiency. But I get this precognition, a flash forward to a moment far in the future, when your little girl Jane, having left her comfortable house, wakes up in a world where Bianca is her enraged meter maid, or the passport clerk Jane counts on for her emergency ticket out of the country, or the strange lady who lives next door. I picture this animal, Bianca, grown large and mean. The same Bianca who didn't go to school for a month after her little friends took to whispering, "Bianca is an animal, Bianca is an animal," while Bianca, only seconds earlier a human being like themselves, sat choking back tears, struggling her way through a reading selection by guessing what the words meant. In my dream, I see Bianca as a fiend manufactured by schooling, who now regards Janie as a vehicle for vengeance. In a transport of passion, she, 1, gives Jane's car a ticket before the meter runs out, 2, throws away Jane's passport application after Jane leaves the office, 3, plays heavy metal music through the thin partition which separates Bianca's apartment from Jane's, while Jane pounds frantically on the wall for relief, 4, all of the above. You aren't compelled to loan your car to anyone who wants it, but you are compelled to surrender your school-aged child to strangers who process children for a livelihood, even though 1 in every 9 school children is terrified of physical harm happening to them in school, terrified with good cause. About 33 are murdered there every year. From 1992 through 1999, 262 children were murdered in school in the United States. Your great-great-grandmother didn't have to surrender her children. What happened? If I demanded you give up your television to an anonymous itinerant repairman who needed work, you'd think I was crazy. If I came with a policeman who forced you to pay that repairman even after he broke your set, you'd be outraged. Why are you so docile when you give up your children to a government agent called a school teacher? I want to open up concealed aspects of modern schooling, such as the deterioration it forces in the morality of parenting. You have no say at all in choosing your teachers. You know nothing about their backgrounds or families, and the state knows little more than you do. This is as radical a piece of social engineering as the human imagination can conceive. What does it mean? One thing you do know is how unlikely it will be for any teacher to understand the personality of your particular child or anything significant about your family, culture, religions, plans, hopes, dreams. In the confusion of school affairs, Even teachers so disposed don't have the opportunity to know those things. How did this happen? Before you hire a company to build a house, you would, I expect, insist on detailed plans showing what the finished structure was going to look like. Building a child's mind and character is what public schools do. Their justification for prematurely breaking family and neighborhood learning. Where is documentary evidence to prove this assumption that trained and certified professionals do it better than people who know and love them can? There isn't any. The cost in New York State for building a well-schooled child in the year 2000 is $200,000 per body when lost interest is calculated. That capital sum invested in the child's name over the past 12 years would have delivered $1 million to each kid as a nest egg to compensate for having no school. The original $200,000 is more than the average home in New York costs. You wouldn't build a home without some idea of what it would look like when finished. But you are compelled to let a core of perfect strangers tinker with your child's mind and personality without the foggiest idea of what they want to do with it. Law courts and legislatures have totally absolved school people from liability. You can sue a doctor for malpractice, but not a school teacher. Every home builder is accountable to customers years after the home is built, but not school teachers, though. You can't sue a priest, minister, or rabbi either. That should be a clue. If you can't be guaranteed even minimal results by these institutions, not even physical safety, if you can't be guaranteed anything except that you'll be arrested if you fail to surrender your kid, what does the public in public schools mean? What exactly is public about public schools? That's a question to take seriously. If schools were public, as libraries, parks, and swimming pools are public, as highways and sidewalks are public, then the public would be satisfied with them most of the time. Instead, a situation of constant dissatisfaction has spanned many decades. Only in Orwell's Newspeak, as perfected by legendary spin doctors of the 20th century, such as Ed Bernays or Ivy Lee or great advertising combines, is there anything public about public schools?